Israel's Place in God's Plan, A Brief Survey of the Greek Scriptures, The Circumcision, Epistles, The Book of Jude, by Mark Vogt. The Book of Jude is one of the shortest writings in Scripture, containing only 25 verses. It belongs to the collection of letters known as the Circumcision Epistles, Hebrews through Revelation. Jude identifies himself as a slave of Jesus Christ and brother of James, and writes to believing Israelites, the faithful remnant of the circumcision. Unlike Paul's writings, which open with grace and peace, Jude's greeting anticipates the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. This distinction is vital. Those addressed by Jude are not the members of the secret administration's church, which is his body, who enjoy the untraceable riches, Ephesians 3:8 revealed through Paul, but a called-out remnant awaiting deliverance through restorative judgment. The character of the epistle. The tone of Jude's epistle is that of an earnest warning. He exhorts the circumcision believers to contend for the faith in view of increasing apostasy. False teachers were creeping in, distorting truth and denying the authority of the Lord. Jude calls upon the faithful to remain steadfast in expectation of the judgment of God upon unbelieving Israel. This warning carries serious implications. Under Israel's prophetic program, once faith was abandoned, immediate restoration was impossible. As Hebrews 6:4-6 declares, that those once enlightened and partakers of the powers of the impending eon who fell away could not, at that time, be renewed to repentance. This reality stands in sharp contrast to the present secret administration of grace, where there is no performance required. Jude reminds his readers of God's past dealings with Israel, how those who came out of Egypt yet rebelled were destroyed before reaching the land of promise. This destruction was physical, not eternal. Those individuals will be raised again in due time, for all ultimately will be reconciled to God. The lesson serves as a sober reminder to the circumcision believers to remain loyal to their coming Messiah, just as their fathers were called to follow Moses, God's appointed leader. Jude also warns of mockers who will arise in the last days, men following their own desires and disregarding divine authority. These warnings look forward to the time of great tribulation, when a faithful remnant in Israel must endure persecution and deception. Prior to the Lord's return to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, summary: Jude's epistle, though brief, is filled with urgency. His concern is for Israel's believing remnant to stand firm in faith, to separate from apostasy, and to await the mercy of Christ unto life aeonian. 21. Their endurance and faithfulness were required in order to obtain this promised age-lasting salvation. How different this is from the message committed to Paul. Through the apostle to the nations, God reveals a secret administration founded wholly upon absolute grace, apart from works or performance. In Paul's evangel, there is no holding fast to obtain mercy. Today, the believer's standing is secure, not through endurance, but through identification with the risen Christ. The Epistle of Jude, therefore, belongs entirely within the circumcision writings. It concerns Israel's prophetic hope, that is, the second coming, verse 14, not the heavenly calling of the one body of Ephesians. The barrier wall is clearly in place, and Jude's audience stands within the hope of that restored national framework in which Israel will again be God's covenant people, and the nations will be blessed through them.